on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Christopher Cruz. London's Heathrow Airport, one of the world's busiest, is now fully operational, according to officials there. The airport was without power for most of Friday, causing cancellations and chaos. CBS's Lee Kinnear is at Heathrow.
Europe's busiest tarmacs are back in business.
Flames are getting higher.
After the spectacular fire at an electrical substation nearby Thursday night caused a power cut to Heathrow Airport and over 16,000 homes in the area. The transport hub shut down for over 16 hours. The ripple effect immediate and global.
President Trump continues to attack a federal judge. CBS's Nicole Skanga is traveling with the president in New Jersey.
Presiding over the landmark case, federal judge James Boasberg. In court yesterday, the federal judge rebuked the administration for ignoring his order to turn the planes around 1 week ago, mid-flight, until he could review their cases. And accused Deputy Assistant Attorney General Drew Ensign of using disrespectful language and missing deadlines.
The administration says it will revoke the temporary status of 532,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans. Details from CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez.
This is a program that was set up by President Biden to reduce illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border by offering would-be migrants a legal way to enter the U.S. so they wouldn't have to use a smuggler and cross into the country illegally. More than 500,000 people came under that process, and now the Department of Homeland Security is warning them that if they do not voluntarily leave the country, self-deport, they will face immediate arrest and deportation by ICE.
The migrants could be deported in about a month. The administration continues to deny a report that Elon Musk was going to get a classified Pentagon briefing on how the U.S. would react to an attack from China. CBS's Charlie Dangita says it's a they said.
Whether or not he was originally supposed to sit in on those classified briefings and then they either modified it or changed the game after that story broke, they won't say.
He sold millions of grills and won the World Heavyweight Boxing Championship twice. George Foreman has died at 76. CBS's Wendy Gillette reports.
George Foreman launched his heavyweight boxing career and life in the limelight as an Olympian, winning gold in Mexico City in 1968. The native Texan then continued building his legacy, winning fight after fight and making history with his knockout victory over Joe Frazier in 1973.
Foreman's family said he died surrounded by loved ones. They didn't give a cause of death. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Join Dr. Tracy Kreider at Family Natural Foods on Tuesday, April 8th at 5 p.m. as she discusses how Vital Planet Natural Digestive Care formulas can improve your digestive system. Try Intense Care Brain and Mood Probiotic for gut immunity and Immune Biome Probiotic for your overall health. Mark your calendar for April 8th, 5 p.m. at Family Natural Foods with Dr. Tracy Kreider, 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, FamilyNaturalFoods.com.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You know where you can find us. And we hope you do. As I always say, you and I are the only ones responsible and the only ones that can make a difference in our health. So the more we learn, the more we know, the more we can make changes. Now, you may not want to make changes. That's not my business. You might just like to listen for maybe some gold nugget, something that'll change your life easily. But to really change your life will take some sacrificing, some discipline, some major give up some of those foods that you have been enjoying, but not good for you, but you got some pleasure out of what you are eating, but that doesn't mean it's good for you. We need to eat a healthy diet. And the American diet is primarily carbohydrates, which eventually have to be turned into sugar in the body in order to be metabolized for energy. So the more carbohydrates we eat, the more sugar is produced in our body. And then there is sugar everywhere, not only in our bodies, but everything we eat almost is all sugar. That makes up almost the entire diet in the American diet. Only about 9% of Americans out of 350 million people, only 9% consume plenty of fruits and vegetables. It's just not something that Americans do to be healthy. So we need good proteins every day, every meal. It's going to make us the strongest, better muscle tone, better density of bone. We need protein. The ingredients in protein, whether it's beef or seafood or lamb or bison or milk or dairy or whatever, there's an assortment of amino acids that are found in protein. They are the building blocks of all of our body. They're like the letters of the alphabet. 26 letters can make up millions and millions and millions of words, just in a different configuration. And the amino acids are the same. They also are scrambled and adjusted and sorted to make the proteins that we need in our body. And we need essential fatty acids. We need plenty of fat. And fats give us more energy, more long-lasting energy. So we need to get rid of the sugar, drastically reduce the carbohydrates. That means bread, pasta, grains, all the flour-type products. Not flowers, not roses, but flour from grains. And maybe use other types of flour, like nut flours, almond flour. You can use other types of flour to make some of your foods that you are giving up that are made with white flour. White flour has no nutritional value. And it's a lot of carbohydrates for nothing. Now, while we have essential fatty acids and we have essential amino acids, there are no essential carbohydrates. And sugar might provide us with some energy, but it's like striking a match. It lasts very short periods of time, and then it'll crash, and then we binge to eat again to bring up our blood sugar level. When you are eating fats, which provides additional energy, it's like burning a candle. Long-lasting energy. Not like striking a match and it's gone. But lighting a candle is considered to be similar to eating fats. So it'll burn longer. You get more sustained, longer-burning energy from fats than you do from sugar. Don't be afraid to eat fats. Healthy fats are required for our body to be healthy. But avoid the seed oils. They are polyunsaturated, very unstable, very prone to rancidity. They spoil very easily. Saturated fats, or the omega-9 fatty acids, are very stable, long-lasting. Olive oil, for example, can last for a long time before it spoils. But peanut oil, safflower seed oil, sunflower seed oil, soybean oil, corn oil, these are all unstable, easily rancid oils. They're not good for us. They oxidize too easily, too quickly. But the more you learn, the more you can do to help yourself. I hope you're using some of these ideas. I don't make these ideas up. We do a lot of research to find out what could be a valuable nugget for you to use to improve your health. That's why we're here. The only reason. And today we're going to talk about our featured topic, Boswellia. I don't talk very much about Boswellia, and I should. Boswellia, with a combination of curcumin, is a very, very powerful anti-inflammatory, pain-relieving combination. In fact, the combination of Boswellia and curcumin is as effective as drugs to relieve pain and inflammation. Studies head-to-head with drugs, which I'll get more into as we get into the topic of Boswellia. And that'll be just shortly. And then we'll talk about when an adult is diagnosed with ADHD. And red dye number 3, finally, banned in the U.S. I see more to come. This is just the tip of the iceberg. And the number 1 on the health wants list. What do you think everybody wants more? More of? Energy. And we'll help you find how to have more energy in your life, less chronic fatigue. And one of the side effects of COVID-19, even long after the infection is gone, many, many people that have suffered the infection now have one of the major side effects, chronic fatigue. When you never, never have any energy and you're always, always exhausted and tired. And remember, when you're eating chocolate, not all chocolate is good for you. Dark, dark chocolate. They always say at least over 70%. I try to find chocolate when I want to have a small piece. And a chocolate bar, a regular small chocolate bar, would last me for 2 weeks. I only have a little square, just a taste. But I would want an 80 to 95 to 100% chocolate. Now I want to share with you two, in this program, two new studies on prostate cancer. Can hot flashes, lady, make you anxious? We'll talk about that. And a lot more right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. We're going to bring you a lot of news today, so stay tuned. We have a lot of things to talk about, so just stay tuned. We have so much coming your way that we'll have a number of topics that I've just talked about to help you have better health and to bring it to you. So let's talk about Boswellia. What is Boswellia? Where does it come from? What can it do for you? You may have not heard a lot about Boswellia, and maybe you should have. It's my fault, maybe. I concentrate so much on curcumin and many other herbs that Boswellia just has not kind of been in my focus. But let's get down to some basic facts. It's a tree. And the tree is native to India, Northern Africa, and the Arabian Peninsula. And there are over 20 distinct species of this tree. The medicine that is taken from the tree is a resin, and it's derived from the tree from scraping the bark. Now, when you think about maple syrup, they tap a tree, and then they hang a pail on it, and the hole that they inserted into the tree starts to weep, and a resin runs out, and eventually that becomes maple syrup. The boswellia tree is scraped. They scrape the bark. They scratch the bark or scar the bark. And every one of the scars weeps this resin to improve the scarring of the tree. But then this resin hardens on the outside of the tree, and workers scrape it off the tree, and they run down the tree, and they form like a drop at the end of the dripping, and it's called the Tears of India. And they scrape the tears off, they're hard, they pulverize them into a powder. And this is boswellia powder. It can be extracted and standardized for the key compounds. And the compounds are referred to as AKBA, four letters, AKBA. And then through steam distillation, they can produce the essential oil. And the essential oil is called frankincense. Goes way back to the time of Christ. One of the three gifts to the newborn child. And boswellia is a very unique anti-inflammatory. We have two inflammatory pathways of the body. We have COX-2 and we have 5-LUX. Now you may have heard people talk about this drug, or this herb, or that herb, has an inhibition of the COX-2 pathway. It means it inhibits it. It stops it. Drugs can actually stop the function of the pathway. But then you have death. And that happened with a drug called Vioxx years ago. Vioxx was hailed by the medical community to be the end of pain, the end of inflammation. It was a cure-all, and it worked fantastically. But then over 35,000 people died from using Vioxx. So that got the attention of the FDA, and they banned Vioxx because it stopped the production of the COX-2 inflammatory pathway. You can't stop a pathway without having major, major consequences. So curcumin works on the COX-2 pathway. But an herb like curcumin working on the COX-2 pathway doesn't stop the function of the pathway. It reduces overexpression of the pathway. It brings down the pathway. It balances the pathway. You can't stop it. If you stop it, it would be just like Vioxx. You'd have death. So curcumin works on COX-2. Boswellia acts on the 5-LUX inflammation pathway. 5-LOX, inflammation pathway. Now, the 5-LUX inflammatory pathway is incredibly difficult to manage. And it involves many chronic diseases. And there is no drug today that affects the 5-LUX pathway. The COX-2 pathway produces prostaglandins. The 5-LUX pathway produces leukotrienes. if you have an excessive level of these pathway of these ingredients of the pathway or the molecules of the pathway, like in the 5-lux, when you have it overexpressed too much, because this is an inflammatory pathway. So that means if you have overexpression of the 5-lux pathway, you're going to have over amount of inflammation. And this affects many, many chronic diseases. Not just joint pain, but upper respiratory tract as well, like asthma, bronchitis, sinusitis, COPD. Also gastrointestinal conditions like IBS, IBD, and cancer, and joint pain. But it really a powerful effect on upper respiratory tract conditions, inflammation, and gastrointestinal. People that have Crohn's disease, mucus colitis, IBS, IBD, any gastrointestinal disorder would benefit greatly by including Boswellia. And Boswellia does what NSAIDs can't do. NSAIDs are NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. These are drugs. They stop the inflammation on the COX pathway, but do nothing for the 5-lux pathway. This is why asthma can't be treated with ibuprofen. And NSAIDs have a tremendous amount of adverse effects. In fact, 25% of individuals using NSAIDs experience some type of side effect. And as many as 5% develop very serious health problems. Now, here are some key research studies on Boswellia, particularly in arthritis and joint disease. After treatment with Boswellia plus curcumin, 93% of people with arthritis of the knee could walk 1,000 meters versus just 85% in the drug treatment group. So Boswellia was more effective in reducing inflammation and pain, allowing the people that were using Boswellia to walk further than those that were being treated by a drug, like Celebrex. In studies with Boswellia and curcumin together, with patients that were also treated with Celebrex in the other group, found that Boswellia plus curcumin was more effective than the drug. In the case of asthma and allergies, 70% of asthmatic patients treated with Boswellia had improved lung function versus only 27% of participants in the control group. In the case of colitis, inflammatory bowel disease, 63% of patients with chronic diarrhea, colitis, IBD, and IBS achieved remission after just 6 weeks of Boswellia treatment versus 26% in the placebo group. What about cancer? In the case of cancer treatment and prevention, I admit this is only a cell study, not an animal study or a human study, but a cell study using cells, cancer cells in the laboratory. So this is a case of a cell study of pancreatic cancer being exposed to AKBA Boswellia the key compound of Boswellia, inhibited, suppressed, and killed pancreatic cancer cells by 50 to 90%. This is very encouraging. In an animal model of pancreatic cancer, animals receiving AKBA, otherwise Boswellia, had a 70% reduction in tumor size and weight versus untreated animals. Now, here is a very recent study, a brand new study of Boswellia. Researchers compared two different Boswellia extracts. One low in the key compound, AKBA, only 2%. Only 2% of AKBA, very, very mild form of Boswellia. And one that was five times higher in AKBA at 10%. To see which was best absorbed and best at reducing inflammation and pain. The results of this brand new study, absorption, the 10% AKBA was eight times better absorbed, and inflammation in this case, the 10% AKBA was twice as effective at reducing inflammation as the 2% AKBA. So Boswellia at a higher level of standardization, 10% AKBA, not 2%. And then another additional test on arthritis, the animals treated with drug, methotrexate, or 10% AKBA, the Boswellia alone, just the Boswellia, had about a 50% reduction in symptoms of arthritis. And combining the treatment with the methotrexate led to a 63% reduction in arthritic inflammation. You want to bring down inflammation? You don't want to stop it. You want to just reduce it. Because we need inflammation. Inflammation is not always bad. It's bad when it's too high and chronic. But when we have an injury or an infection, or we are ill in some degree, or heart disease, we need anti-inflammatory. There is inflammation there that we need, but not high. You want to reduce it. You want to lower the level of inflammation. And you know what? The American diet, as I mentioned earlier in the program, the carbohydrates, the sugar, the seed oils, they are all highly inflammatory. Wonder why we don't get rid of inflammation? Because we are eating a diet that is highly inflammatory. Stop eating the American diet. Eat the ketogenic diet, the paleo diet, the Mediterranean diet, one of them. They're far more, those three diets are far more effective health-wise, reducing inflammation and pain, because if you're eating the American diet, you're causing inflammation on a daily basis, and then you're trying to take a drug to reduce inflammation. You're trying to take an herb like Boswellia and curcumin to reduce the inflammation. Why don't you just change the diet? Stop the inflammatory process. And then use a natural substance like Boswellia and curcumin to lower the inflammation even further. And on people that have done this, they adopted the ketogenic diet, they went on Boswellia and curcumin, and in a few months, they threw away their drug medication for arthritis. Now, I don't tell you to throw it away. That may not be the best decision. May not be a smart decision. Talk to your doctor. Let your doctor know what you're doing. You're now adopted a anti-inflammatory diet. You're eating foods that reduce the inflammation, the chronic inflammation. Now you're taking two herbal alternative medicines that greatly reduce the inflammation. So now you have the best of all the ingredients. So, my friends, I've got to pause here. I got a lot more coming up in the next portion of the program on Boswellia, because it's such a major contribution to reducing pain and inflammation. So we'll be back right here. Don't go away. There's more coming up your way. So stay tuned. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station, same place, for an hour of health and nutrition. New ideas, new concepts, new studies, new science, all bringing all the information you need to be in better health. Now, here's a great subject. Boswellia. I know I spend a lot of time on Boswellia, and I'll still actually share some more information because it's such a unbelievably important anti-inflammatory herbal alternative medicine. So we'll have more on this subject, more coming up your way. But before we leave this feature topic, I want to share with you so that you have the best information, because all products that are labeled a Boswellia are not the same. It depends on how it's processed. It depends on the concentration. It depends on the standardization. Now, you could buy a 2% and get no value or little value, or you could choose a 10% AKBA Boswellia, which gives you the most powerful key compound in Boswellia. You have to learn how to shop. And I know it's tough, because sometimes I can't even tell the difference when I walk into a health food store and look at some of the labels I got. Good Lord, what are they trying to sell? It's consumer beware. Buy from a high-grade, high-quality company that has a very trusted reputation and been in the business for a long time. So look for Boswellia extracts, which are labeled to contain less than 5% beta-boswellic acid, because this is a boswellic acid that actually contributes and can promote inflammation. I don't get it why nature did that, but it's there. Scientists have tested Boswellia without the AKBA, with AKBA, but not the beta boswellic acid. And they found out that it's much more powerful when they can reduce the beta boswellic acid down to 5% and to standardize at least at 10% AKBA, the most powerful compound in Boswellia. So I would suggest to choose the guaranteed Boswellia from a reputable company, because there are unethical sources out there. And they are substituting a cheap pine resin for Boswellia. They're actually adulterating Boswellia. A study in India found that 60% of Boswellia products that were analyzed contained extracts from plants not listed on the label, and 50% were contaminated. That's not what you want. But you can't tell that from the label. And some of these unethical companies aren't going to list that on the label. They don't want you to know that. So make sure you go to your health food store. It's tough to buy online unless you know a good brand that you can buy online. Because you just can't buy Boswellia and assume that you're getting the best. How do you know? You don't know. So you have to buy from a company that has ethics, morals, and know that they're not going to adulterate the product. And then take 500 milligrams of Boswellia. Or take in a combination, Boswellia and curcumin. And or other natural anti-inflammatories. And Boswellia is very, very safe. There are no adverse effects. It has no known adverse effects or side effects. Very, very safe. In most cases, 500 milligrams 1 to 3 times daily. And if you have any kind of gastrointestinal tract conditions or COPD or bronchitis or sinusitis, 500 milligrams 3 times daily to get the condition under control, and then you can reduce the dosage to maybe 500 milligrams once a day or twice a day, whatever maintains your results to get better results. Boswellia, it's a powerful anti-inflammatory for certain conditions, primarily upper respiratory tract infection or conditions, sinusitis, all the itises, bronchitis, sinusitis. These are all inflammatory conditions. Now, what are the health costs of sugar-sweetened drinks? Well, researchers looked at health data from the Global Dietary Database, including 450 surveys, the data on surgery beverage consumption collected from 2.9 million people from 118 countries. Big, big project. Now, the sugary beverages included any drink with added sugar, including soda, fruit punch, lemonade, and energy drinks. The data from this showed that 1.2 million new cases of heart disease each year, as well as 2.2 million new cases of type 2 diabetes can be associated with drinking sugary drinks. Sugary drinks. They also found that sugary drinks caused roughly 80,000 deaths from type 2 diabetes and 258,000 deaths from cardiovascular disease each year. Sugary drinks is killing Americans. It's terrible of how no one puts a stop to this. But maybe we'll see something this year. Because over 30% of the added sugar in the average American diet comes from primarily sugary drinks. That's even including juice. Just because your kids don't eat fruit, don't give them fruit juice. And that's even worse. Because if your child eat an apple, or maybe sections of an apple, or an orange, they wouldn't eat two apples, three oranges, or something like that. But when you make a glass of juice, just an ordinary glass of orange juice contains about 14 teaspoons of sugar. Yes, from the oranges, but it's still sugar. Anything sugary, any beverage, because you're bypassing the fiber, you're drinking it, you're not chewing it. So you can drink a lot of juice. And most glasses of orange juice is equivalent to about 10 to 12 to 14 oranges. So you're getting all the sugar that's in about 10 to 12 pieces of fruit compared to if you ate only one. An overconsumption of sugar, and all sugar is sugar, even in fruit. But the worst sugar ever is high fructose corn syrup, manufactured from corn. Now they're trying to change what sugar represents. They don't say xylitol anymore. They say birch sugar, because they don't want you to know what you're taking. Over 30% of all the sugar that Americans eat today, 30% from just drinks. And some people drink 4, 5, 6 sugary drinks a day. And did that number have a profound effect on you, that sugary drinks cause roughly 80,000 deaths from type 2 diabetes? And diabetes is not a disease. It's a lifestyle choice. You're choosing to eat the sugar. You're choosing to drink the sugar. And then when they find out you have too much sugar in your bloodstream, they classify you as a diabetic. And now the drug company's got you by the throat. And they're going to prescribe a drug for you through your doctor. Because, oh, you have type 2 diabetes. Uh-oh, you're a diabetic. No, you're not a diabetic. You're just hooked on sugar. Stop the sugar. Get off the merry-go-round. Don't eat sugar, especially drinks. Don't drink sugary drinks. But cut down all your sugar. Look at the labels of your products. It's very difficult to find a packaged food in the supermarket that doesn't have sugar in it. And they may have 3, 4, 5 kinds of sugar, all with different names. But if you total them up, it would be the first ingredient in that food that you bought. Well, are adults still being diagnosed with ADHD? Adults can't have ADHD. Researchers in the Midwest of the U.S. analyzed health records from over 140,000 adults and teens diagnosed with ADHD over the last 8 years. They found that the rate of ADHD in teens has stayed about the same. But the rate in adults has gone up about 15% in the last 3 years. While ADHD is usually thought of as a childhood disorder, the symptoms can be experienced in adults as well, like disorganized, forgetful, overwhelmed by responsibilities, difficulty maintaining focus, concentration, and learning skills, and easily distracted can be the major signs of adult ADHD. A recent published study also found that ADHD is associated with a shorter lifespan, as much as 9 years shorter for men and 11 years shorter for women. There is no clear reason yet for why lifespans are shorter, but it has previously been found that people with ADHD are twice as likely to smoke, and up to 43% of adults with ADHD will develop an alcohol-related disorder. Now, there are nutrients to focus that can improve focused concentration and reduce the symptoms of ADHD for both kids and adults. Phosphatidylserine has been clinically proven to increase attention, reduce impulsive behavior in children. In a study of children ages 4 to 19 with ADHD, 90% of participants improved after supplementation with phosphatidylserine. French grapeseed extract, one of my favorite. Now, we talk about French grapeseed. We're not talking about French grapeseed oil. Grapeseed oil is an omega-6 fatty acid. You should not use grapeseed oil. This is French grapeseed powder. The seeds have been standardized, pulverized into a powder. And it reduces inflammation. ADHD is strongly associated with inflammation and autoimmune diseases. A very recent study found that high levels of inflammation in infants was associated with increased risk of ADHD later in life. French grapeseed has been shown to reduce the specific markers of inflammation associated with ADHD to near normal levels. This is good news. Now, here's a combination that I really like to help control the ADHD. A combination of 30 milligrams of phosphatidylserine, 25 milligrams of French grapeseed extract, with rhodiola, L-tyrosine, N-acetylcysteine, L-taurine, vitamin B6, DHA, DMAE bitartrate. These are all the nutrients that can have an effect on improving all of the symptoms that I shared with you in the beginning of this featured topic. Now, you can increase the dose as needed every few days until calmness and focus and your organizational skills come back and are reattained again. But you can also consider omega-3 fatty acids, peptides, and phospholipids from salmon and very effective at reducing glutathione, the active glutathione. So you want reduced active glutathione. The omega-3 fatty acids, the peptides, and the phospholipids. These are all essential fatty acids and amino acids and protein compounds from salmon, particularly the head of the salmon, the brain, where all the nutrients are collected that are based on five phospholipids. The same five phospholipids in the head of the salmon are the same five phospholipids that we have in our brain. And they support one another. Now, you probably have already heard red dye number 3 finally has been banned in the U.S. In January of this year, the FDA finally responded to consumer petitions and has been banned as an ingredient to use in food. This banned substance, the artificial color, red number 3. Now, this just took place. But it has been 30 years in the coming. Why do you think the maraschino cherries are so red? Why do you see red so clearly in M&M's. Many of the foods that we eat have this red dye number 3. And this dye is made from oil, petroleum, and is used to turn processed foods a bright red color. About 200,000 pounds of red dye number 3 is used in food products every year. And since 1990, this color has been banned from cosmetics, but not from food. Well, why is that? Well, in part, due to lobbying from the food manufacturers and producers. Ironically, the same ingredient that was not safe for lipstick was okay to put in your mouth and put in the candy for kids and put in cereal for kids. Garbage. Two studies in animals have found the artificial color causes cancer. Manufacturers have until 2027, another 2 years, to get red dye number 3 out of all of their products. The most used artificial color is red dye number 40, which has also been found in animal studies to cause cancer and DNA changes associated with other forms of cancer. So maybe good things are coming. This is a start. And I think some people are aware of changes coming. And maybe they want to get ahead of the ire of the government. So in the beginning of this program, I asked you, on the health want list, I want to be this, I want to be this. I want this health. What's the number one want? We are tired of being tired. In a recent survey asking Americans what they wanted for their health and how could they have a better degree of health and enjoy life more. And the most popular answer was, I want more energy. And they don't care sometimes where they get it, which is the wrong thing to do. Red Bull is not the source I would ever recommend. I have never had a Red Bull. I never had an energy drink, period. So here are some of my tips for increasing your energy levels. Make sure you get quality protein in your diet. Animal protein. Cut sugar. Sugar consumption increases fatigue in the long term. Moderate your intake of caffeine and exercise. And you could add a quality daily multivitamin in a drink mix or capsule and tablets with the bioactive B vitamins that address hormonal problems, thyroid hormones, iodine and selenium, adrenal hormones, adrenal glandular extract for supportive nutrients, and adaptogens. I love ashwagandha, rhodiola, red ginseng. These are all very powerful. First of all, what they do is they reduce stress. They give you a better night's sleep. You can actually take these before going to bed, and you'll sleep better, especially ashwagandha and rhodiola. That combination, or either individually. It may sound crazy, but adaptogens help you to adapt to the environment, adapt to changes. So you could take them during the day for energy and take them at night before you go to bed to reduce the stress where your mind is continually racing through the night, and you'll get a better night's sleep. And then increase the testosterone levels with DHEA, zinc, DIM, plus other supportive factors, and get a better night's sleep. Always charges you up. When you go to bed at night, I'm sure you put your phone on charge. Well, where do we get our charge? 8 hours, 9 hours of sleep. Yeah, 8 or 9. Not 4 or 5. So you can get better sleep with melatonin or essential oils like lavender, ravensara, mandarin oil. Mandarin oil is very, very powerful as a sleep aid. And it doesn't cause you to wake up groggy in the morning, hungover, feeling bad. Yeah, you got a good night's sleep, but now you feel terrible. It doesn't cause those problems. Neither does melatonin. All these aid products for sleeping are very, very clear of adverse effects and side effects. So try these things out for yourself to get more energy. Maybe start with ashwagandha. My favorite is ashwagandha and rhodiola together. I like the combination in a capsule. And I take that once or twice daily. And it really gives you a good, nice lift in your mood, in your feelings, in your energy levels, and even helps you work out even better if you're exercising. So that, my friends, this winds up today's program. We'll be back here again next week, same time, same station. So join us again for more on how we can improve our health and our vitality. But in the meantime, say a prayer for this crazy world. We need God's help every day. And God bless you, my friend. And God bless this great country.
Join Dr. Tracy Kreider at Family Natural Foods on Tuesday, April 8th at 5 p.m. as she discusses how Vital Planet Natural Digestive Care formulas can improve your digestive system. Try Intense Care Brain and Mood Probiotic for gut immunity and Immune Biome Probiotic for your overall health. Mark your calendar for April 8th, 5 p.m. at Family Natural Foods with Dr. Tracy Kreider, 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, familynaturalfoods.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will take a look at our NCAA basketball brackets after weekend number one. Also, the news of the weekend. Get you caught up. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break into Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station that gets set to win starting Monday, March 24th. It's time to break into spring with WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. One of the world's busiest airports is back in business. CBS's Haley Ott is at Heathrow in London.
Flights in and out of Heathrow are resuming after a fire at an energy substation nearby knocked out power in the area and forced Europe's largest airport to close, which caused travel chaos for hundreds of thousands of people. Ripple effects of the disruption will still be felt for days. UK officials have said no foul play is suspected in the fire, though the investigation is being led by counterterrorism police. Concerns have been raised over the fact that one fire was able to shut down Europe's largest airport. And officials here say they will look at the protection and resilience in place for critical infrastructure.